through 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. As we consider the Christmas story in Luke 2, I've been thinking about this all day today. I'm picturing the scene. The shepherds leave. It's quiet once again. If many of you who have had newborn babies, Mary's nursing her newborn son, does what every new mother does, holds the baby, bonds with it, and imagines what kind of person this tiny baby will become. In the Christmas story, I see that Mary in Luke 2:19, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I see that Joseph and Mary in Luke chapter 2, verse 33, they marveled at those things which were spoken of him as it concerned Simeon. And I see that Mary in Luke 2, verse 51, she kept all these sayings in her heart. Three words there: kept, pondered, and marveled. Three descriptive words for us on Christmas. I thought about the fact that Mary, she kept in her heart what had been said concerning her baby. The idea of pondering the matter in one's mind there, keeping in her heart the fact that his name would be called Jesus, Jehoshua, Jehovah saves. The fact his work will be great, that she, a virgin, should conceive of the Holy Spirit. A virgin conception, a virgin birth guarantees a sinless Savior, a divine and human nature, an act of God. Mary pondered in her heart what had been done concerning her baby. The idea is wonder, admire, have an admiration. The idea of pondering. The fact that how Joseph, putting the pieces together, how Joseph believed and took Mary as his wife and would bear Mary's blame. How the Lord would work through something as simple as a census and a taxation to fulfill prophecy. How there was no room in the inn in Bethlehem. and had to go to the stall outside. How Jesus was born so simple and so humbly and was laid in a manger. And how the shepherds arrived rejoicing. She's pondering these things in her heart and putting these things together like a picture. How the journey was so great and so difficult, 9 months in the making for this moment as she's bonding with her little baby. And that baby would be the Son of God. She also marveled in her heart what had been foretold concerning the baby. On the eighth day, her and Joseph went to the temple, as Luke 2 goes on, to offer two turtle doves. And according to the Old Testament, for her purification and cleansing, they ran into this elderly man named Simeon. This elderly man had lived in daily expectation of a Messiah, and he was promised by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he saw the Messiah. He sees the baby in the temple. He takes him in his arms, and he offers to the Lord a hymn of praise, and he says this, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared for the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." After blessing the couple, Simeon prophesied the future of this child, that he would be a blessing and a curse to people, depending on how they received him, how they regarded him. He would bring to some a stone of stumbling. Others, he'd be the cornerstone on which to build. He would become salvation for those who would submit to him, or a means of destruction for those who oppose God's redemptive plan. He predicted the boy's effect on Mary personally and the nation. His death would be like a sword to his mother, and it would divide the nation, separating the true sons of God from those who don't believe. Mary and Joseph heard this, and they were marveled, and they were amazed. Kept, pondered, and marveled. Three words that reveal the reaction to the Christmas story. Here's our application. How must we react to the Christmas story? Three things, and we're going to light some candles and sing some Christmas carols. We must treasure the Christmas story. The story of the birth of Jesus is a story that is to be treasured in our hearts far above any other story, because it begins the greatest story ever told. And it's just not a story, it actually happened. This was the only way that we as sinners could be redeemed. Treasure this incredible account at Christmas. Not only that, we must understand the Christmas story. Understand by studying the events, pondering them, piecing them together like a puzzle to understand fully just what it took for Jesus to come to the world to redeem us. And thirdly, we must be amazed at the Christmas story. Once we treasure it and ponder it, we respond in utter amazement the fact that this had been done to set off a chain of events that would result in our salvation. What this baby came into the world to do for me and for you, to die on a cross and raise again from the dead so we could be saved. Out of difficulty, out of darkness, came light. As the angel said, good news, great joy. Mary's 9-month journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem included an angelic visit, a difficult announcement, the near collapse of a pending marriage, and less than ideal circumstances for childbirth. She reflected upon Joseph's anguish and unflinching obedience to the will of God. She marveled at the timing of the census, the birth of God's Son in a stable, the worship of the shepherds. Her memories formed complex and a curious puzzle that dared to be solved. For years to come, she would arrange and then rearrange everything she experienced to make sense of it all. So with these memories in mind, she looks at that baby as she's rocking to sleep, and she knows and she sees the future in store for this baby, the Son of God who came to die on the cross so that you and I could be saved. Hey, that's what Christmas is all about. This baby in this manger on this random night in Bethlehem.